Dreamscape presents Tempest in a Tea Room by Summer Prescott, narrated by Mary Cross. Chapter 1. Delaney Power's phone rang early Saturday morning, the vibrations on the nightstand next to her rudely interrupting a much-needed sleep. With a frustrated groan, she flipped onto her stomach and pulled the pillow over her head to muffle the obnoxious sound. But ultimately, she couldn't bring herself to ignore the incoming call. "Who on earth is calling at 7 a.m. on a Saturday?" she grumbled, glancing at her ancient clock radio. Her brow furrowed in a sleepy frown, Delaney sat up and swiped a finger across the screen of her smartphone to accept the call. Not even bothering to check the number. If the caller happened to be a poor, unsuspecting telemarketer, she would try her best to contain her wrath and summon an appropriate response. "Hello?" Her voice was less than warm. "Laney, it's me." The sound of her boyfriend's voice helped bring her to life. A bit. "Ben? Hey, sweetie. It's a little early, isn't it?" There was a hesitation on the other end of the line, and Delaney could just picture Ben pulling out his grandfather's pocket watch and realizing the time. "Oh, yeah, sorry. I've been up for a while. I just assumed it was later. Do you want me to, He sounded adorably flustered. "It's okay. I'll forgive you. This time." Delaney smiled, rubbed her eyes with her free hand, and flung her messy braid over her shoulder. "What's going on?" She rose languidly and stretched, anticipating a sneak preview of one of the stories that was about to hit the presses. Having a boyfriend who was an editor at one of the world's leading newspapers meant that she always heard the exciting news first. But typically, those kinds of calls came late in the evening, once the stories had been posted and sent to print.
"Well, the thing is, I'm here. Outside your building, I mean," he admitted. "Can you come down? I really need to talk to you."
Delaney cut her stretch short, slowly lowering her hands, and her stomach did a queasy little flip-flop. She knew from the tone of his voice that Ben wasn't going to be delivering the latest scoop on the celebrities spotted at the city's top restaurants, and wondered what might have happened to make him sound so odd. "Of course," she replied immediately, doing her level best to tamp down the tick.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"